We give it to you. Glory and honor, dominion and power. Glory and honor.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Just want to talk a little bit today about reaching out to help somebody, reaching out to help other people. And I just truly believe as a community, if we and when we combine our efforts to help other people, we can do great things. We can truly embrace those who need genuine help. There's nothing wrong with reaching out to help somebody. Sometimes things happen and people struggle, sometimes through no fault of their own, and there are a lot of people who find it difficult to ask for help. Asking for help is a sign of weakness to some people, and reaching out to others to help them helps them to know that they don't have to go through life's challenges alone, that there are people who really care and want to help. We're not to judge, but any way that we can help somebody, then that's the thing to do. When we reach out to others, we will be able to tell people about available resources. When a person is struggling, a little help will go a long way. People usually love to help others. Doing for others feels good. Helping others is a great way to feel better about yourself. Seeing a smile on someone's face that you helped makes it all worthwhile. Helping others can sometimes be inconvenient, but it may improve life for that person a little bit. It may make things a little better, and a little better is better than nothing. It's good to pay kindness forward. I know that many people help others in countless ways. Some are feeding others, donating clothes, toiletries, donating money, visiting and assisting the elderly, and so many other countless ways. Some people, believe it or not, will not accept help. I don't care what you do, they will not accept help for whatever reason. And some people are so weird, you don't know whether you should help them or not. We have to be guided by God to the people He wants us to help, because we can't all travel the same vein. Now, what does God say? What does God say about helping other people? In Hebrews 13:16, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Philippians 2:4 says, Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also the interests of others. Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." And Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." So to sum it up, it pleases God when we help others. Put a smile on somebody's face at some point in time, doing a good deed. It's just, that's just a good thing. And we have to try not to judge, just help, because we don't know people's circumstances, and the shoe could always be on the other foot. And don't allow other people to talk you out of doing something good for someone by making malicious statements or what they wouldn't do. We have to do what God tells us to do and keep our opinions to ourselves. Just help wherever we can. And I am just so sure that you will be glad that you reached out to help somebody, to make life a little better for somebody. God bless you.
Chris. I have a surprise for you. What is it you ask? Close your eyes and take my hand. Are you ready?
than you, red and I. Who makes the flowers bloom in the spring? Dry.